the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
That's Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington with Rock and Roll Kids here on What's the Crack on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This week we are doing a Eurovision special here on the show, given that Eurovision takes place this week in Sweden. Tuesday and Thursday are the two semi-finals, and the final taking place on Saturday night as well. Now, speaking of Sweden, earlier in the year, the Swedish Tourist Association launched a campaign called the Swedish Number. They basically give you a phone number in Sweden, and you can ring it up and you will speak to a random Swede and you can talk about anything. It's a bit of a dial a Swede type of campaign. Should we give it a go? Yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's give the number a ring. Let me just type it into the phone just here. Just type in these numbers. And so in theory, this should go through to a Swedish person. Let's give it a go.
Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Okay. But Sweden is asleep right now, so you might end up in someone's voicemail.
It's not looking good, is it? Hopefully this works.
A lot of people are calling Sweden right now. Soon, a random Swede will be ready to take your call.
A lot of people, it says. Okay, that's interesting.
Did you know that an average of 1.8 million Swedish meatballs are eaten daily in...
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
No, I'm great. And you?
Good, yeah, not bad. I'm phoning from a radio station here in Brighton. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
How are you? So what's your name?
My name is Robert Bergqvist.
Okay, and whereabouts in Sweden do you live?
I live in northern Sweden, in a town called Luleå. It's the biggest town in Norrbotten, which is the northernmost region in Sweden.
Okay, this is a really good idea. So, yeah, basically this phone number, you're part of this Dial a Swede campaign. How did you get involved with it?
I figured that there's a lot of, my English words just disappeared, but...
That's okay, your English is better than our Swedish, don't worry about that.
I basically got involved because I saw it on Reddit.
Yeah.
So, actually, probably some Americans or something told me about it.
Okay.
And, so... I just, it's a great idea to,
Yeah, it's good to promote the country, isn't it? It's really good. How many calls a day do you get then?
I think if you have it activated around the clock, maybe you get 5 or 6 or something.
Okay.
Some of them are like, I don't know what you call them, like duds. It's just quiet on the other end.
Okay.
But that happens with forwarding and stuff, so...
Do they like phone you up and say, ask you if you were in an accident and do you want to claim or stuff like that?
No, most people just start off by how do you do and I don't know, some political questions and stuff.
Okay, so what's the strangest question you've been asked?
Well, that was probably my first call because that was an old man and he only spoke German.
Okay.
He asked me in English if I could speak German.
Yeah.
And I can speak a little bit German, so
yeah.
I did my best.
Wow, it's good effort. Yeah. So, like, do you have to be like sober all day long just in case someone phones you, or how do you work around that?
No. I mean, I guess it's okay to answer these calls even if you're drunk, but I just had this app which I log into and it will forward calls to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
so are you looking forward to Eurovision this week? Because it is taking place in Sweden this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Eurovision, honestly.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's pretty cool that it's in Sweden because it was pretty recently, and I don't think it's that common for it to be in the same country. I think it's only a year or two apart from when it last was in Sweden.
So will you be will you be watching the show on Saturday?
Maybe. I think I'm actually working, but that depends on how late I work, honestly.
Okay. See, we're actually phoning from an Irish radio show, that, and we're based here in England. Did you know that Nicky Byrne from Westlife is representing Ireland this year?
I did actually not.
Did you not?
No, but I know. Oh wait, now I forgot his name as well. The guy that he's super famous, famous Irish artist. Like he does a lot of folk songs and stuff like that.
Oh, Bono? No.
No. But he was in the Eurovision. I think he won as well.
Oh yes, Johnny Logan.
Yeah, Johnny Logan.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure he's our most famous artist, but he's big in Sweden.
Yeah, that's basically the only Irish artist I know. After Bono is Irish.
Okay.
Yeah, of course is.
So do you know any Westlife songs in at all? Do you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you're quite lucky.
Okay, I guess so. But I mean, U2 is pretty big, and they have some good songs.
Yeah, they're really big as well. There's a lot of kind of big bands. Where are you at the moment?
I'm actually in a bowling hall. Wait,
okay. Well, look, I'll leave you go. Thanks very much for talking to me, and good luck with the bowling.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And thank you for calling.
So you're welcome.
Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
Would you like to go to Ireland?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, it's not really much there compared to you go to London. That's basically half of Ireland.
What do you know about Ireland?
Very little. And I intend to keep it that way.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.